Blog Talk Radio.
I just love it when my audience just cheers me on to get into the studio. I was actually running through the door trying to get me a cup of coffee to get started. But you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show after Thanksgiving. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you today. So I want you to sit back and relax and enjoy this one-hour presentation. It's a great presentation. It's about information, how you can change things in your life and have a little joy. And actually, we highlight some great things, great people, and some great music. So I want you to sit back and relax because this is the one and only, the Don S. McClure Show. And before we get started with our subject matter tonight on discipline, one of the words that are key inside your brain, showing you and telling you how you can actually turn that one word on and be a lot more successful in the upcoming year. So again, before we get started, I want to send a shout out to Bonnie in Massachusetts. She's one of our newest fans. I want to say hello to Rochelle in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and to Dottie in Tyler, Texas, to Denise in Lockport, Illinois, and to Helen in Waterloo, Iowa. Now, I think those are some great new fans coming on. Our fan rating is going up and up. And I was on Facebook the other day, and I got a chance to get a note from an old friend of mine, Tracy Soule. Now, she's the person who had me speak to the ambassadors and the minister consular for Senegal at a SAACA meeting program. I thought it was a super great program. Of course, I was glad that they asked me to speak. And as I was surfing the internet, Tracy popped up on my Facebook, and she said, "Don, do you remember me?" And I said, "Yeah." And then we talked, and she reminded me of that great event. So I want to definitely send a shout-out to Tracy. And I just thought that was an amazing connection. So Facebook works. It's tremendous. It's great. It's stupendous, whatever you want to call it. But it gets people to get in touch with you. One of the things that was amazing to me, I was honoring a friend of mine in words, encouraging her to go on. Her name is Sharon Coleman. She lives in Memphis, Tennessee. And she had wrote me a note on my Facebook. She was telling me that how great she felt about getting a letter or some information from the OWN network, which we all know that's Oprah Winfrey's network. And she was so pleased at her things that was going on with that. So, of course, she said, "Hey, Don, I just want to let you know and let everybody else know that I was just shocked at some of the information that came in. It was great information." And I sent her a really great shout-out on my Facebook. Well, people started chiming in and getting involved, and they were saying thank you. And that was a good thing because Sharon deserves it. She's a great black woman doing some awesome things in Memphis and probably will be doing some things on the OWN network. So I want everybody to think about when you see that name come across the screen, that's a personal friend of mine, and she's a great, stupendous black woman. I just think a lot of Sharon and wanted to tell her I was going to send that shout out for her in Memphis. And then I got an invitation from Anna J. Eccles. She's in Memphis. And she was saying, hey, Don, I've heard some great things about you. And she has a group called Dreamland. And she offered me a VIP guest pass to come to Dreamland and to help encourage the young people there about their lives and what they want to do with careers. And from what I understand about Dreamland, she has a lot of people coming through there, a lot of great people. I saw some of the pictures on the website. It was really good. I thought it was just an amazing venue. The more we help young people get focused, the stronger our relationships will be with the young people and the better future they will have. And those are going to be our next leaders. So I was just amazed and impressed with Dreamland. Had a chance to take a look at that. And then coming to Tracy Soul for a minute, I missed this red, white, and blues jam that she does. It's a salute to veterans and active duty personnel. Well, it goes on every November 10th. So I promised Tracy next year on November 10th at the 5th annual, I'm going to be there in attendance, so I don't miss that. So I definitely wanted to let people know, and I'm going to be promoting a lot of great people up coming up during the year. We've got a fantastic year lined up, but you're going to be amazed, and I'm telling you, when you're through with that year, you're going to be in a much better position, and when you're through with the first 6 months, you're going to be looking better. So we've got a lot of great things to talk about tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to do our featured artist, who is Eric Darius. He's got a track on his album called Feeling the Rhythm that's going to be really good. So, introduce these PSAs, and before I do that, I have to tell you that this segment of the show is supported by Evelyn Young of Indianapolis, Indiana. I mean, she's coming forward doing some great things with me, got some great ideas, and she supports the show. And, yes, she does it financially. So, again, this segment is supported by Evelyn Young of Indianapolis, Indiana. We'll be right back to start our show, and then we're going to talk about some great things about discipline. But before we – I've got to bring these PSAs in. So hang on in there with me. This is the Don S. McClure Show.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way.
Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and my message board is lighting up. If you'd like to call in, you can reach me at 347-633-9376. That's my call-in numbers. Again, that is 347-633-9376. And if you'd like to email me, like most of you do, you can reach me at McClureDonS@gmail.com or McClureDonS@yahoo.com. And I'll be able to get right back to you, and we can chat on Facebook, answer some of your questions and some of your emails. And again, I'm always available for conversations. Email me or call me. But this is the Don S. McClure Show. We are talking about the subject of discipline. And why do I think this is the major word in your brain? Well, first of all, it's already there. I don't know if a lot of you have had a chance to take a look at a chart of the brain, but in our research, and again, I thank my graphics division for coming up with this thing, they showed me a picture of the brain, and they had the right side functions and the left brain side functions. Now, on the right side, just imagine there is art awareness, creativity, imagination, intuition, insight, holistic thought awareness, 3D forms, and left-hand control. Now, that's on the right side of the brain. On the left side of the brain, they do a chart that says analytical thought, logic, language, reasoning, science and math, written skills, number skills, and right-hand control. So everything that you think about, everything that enters your brain and comes out, there's some key things that are there in elements. So that's why when you see great art, it heightens your ability. And the more that from an earlier age that you learn about art awareness, brain power kicks in, and you have a much stronger and a deeper appreciation of art. Now, we're talking about the word discipline. The reason why I say that's the key word to life, because without discipline, you can't really achieve everything that you want to. You can have the desire to want to do it. You can have the thought patterns that you want to do it. You can even say, hey, I'm going to start at it. But without that discipline, whether you're an athlete, entertainer, or just an everyday person, even if you want to lose weight, without discipline, you can't do anything successful, because that's the driving part to the brain. That is the driving part to your body. So that sometimes we'll say, well, it's being consistent or bad habits and things like that. First of all, when you have strong discipline and you do have bad discipline, the bad discipline kicks into play when you're late for work, when you're late with a lot of other things, and your life seems to be kind of chaotic. That's bad discipline. So the good discipline is the discipline that you want to strengthen. That's the one that gets you up in the morning, make sure that you exercise, follow your diet. If you're on meds, then your doctor's talking to you, and that discipline kicks in for you to be healthier. And, of course, if you don't want to be on any kind of medicine, then that discipline's got to kick in to say, I have a headache, and I watched the Dr. Oz show or somebody else's show, so I'm going to take that information in, and maybe I'll drink more water so that I don't have to take the medicine. Well, all these things play in your discipline, and your discipline develops stronger as you become older. Now, are you going to have bad discipline? In some things, yeah. Well, you pick associates of yours that are just not healthy for your brain power, because if you have negative thoughts coming around you all the time and negative conversations, and the people may not intentionally want to be negative, but you turn around and you say good morning, and they say, oh, I just don't feel good, it's a bad day, and I just don't know what I'm going to do. So you say, okay, well, that's one day. And then you talk to them tomorrow, and they have taken the word discipline into their brain to say, I'm going to talk about something that's not successful in my life. So every time you ask them something, that negative discipline kicks in. Pretty soon it seeps into your brain power to challenge your brain to say, why do you have so much good discipline when all I have is bad discipline? So you start to develop bad discipline stronger than you do the good discipline. And the reason why I say that is because when things happen to you that's bad, you automatically say, that's life. When in reality, it's really not. And when the good discipline kicks in, you'll say, that's luck. I'm lucky. I'm blessed. I'm this, and you make up a lot of things that go on instead of saying there is good discipline and bad discipline. Now, it doesn't mean when something good happens to you that you're not blessed, but what it means is that you need to sit down and read the elements of why the good discipline is working stronger for you and starting to override the bad discipline. Well, remember we talked about on the left side of the brain, there was your analytic thought. Once you start to analyze why your discipline is not stronger than the bad discipline, once you put that on a piece of paper, and you need to get you a sheet of paper and draw the picture of a brain as best you can. You don't have to be perfect. But just draw the brain the way that you think you see it, or just your body, and give you a left side where your hand movements are controlled by the left side of the brain, and the hand movements of your left side are controlled by the right side of your brain. So let's just say you draw this picture, and you fill it in all in red. So that's going to be the body mass. Now you take that red, and you get you a piece of paper or a pencil or some whiteout, and you start to alleviate the color on the right-hand side. So you're telling your body that you want this to improve. And as you start to erase the bad element, the picture that you've drawn becomes a lot lighter. There's a lot more white areas. Now, I teach a class to some individuals, and I'm still working on it myself. But how to take discipline, let's just say, for instance, on your financial issues. I would like for everybody to get a large jar, a coffee can, whatever you want to keep some change in. And we're going to start off with your discipline like that. I believe that your discipline should be based on every 30 days. So whether it's finance or health, I want you to take 30 sheets of separate paper, whether it's a notepad cut up or some sticky notes, but I want you to drop 30 pieces of paper inside of this container. And I don't care what the container is, because we're going to come back to that. So once you drop this mass in there, this 30 pieces of paper, and you've got 1 through 30. Now, we know some months have 31 days, but we're just talking about a 30-day fix. So you already know that when you begin with that, you've got 30 days of blank paper. Now, let's just say, first of all, let's say it's for your finances. Let's say you've been going through the whole year, and at the end of the year, you're going to not have $365 in the bank, which is a dollar a day. And I know some of you are going to say, well, that's hard to do. But if you think about that dollar a day principle and look at what you're paying in a phone bill, cell bill every month, you're probably paying $50, $60 a month. Well, that's $2 a day. Now, your discipline kicks in to do that one. So we need to get you to also add the dollar as your positive discipline with this jar. Now, let's just say you take your first day and you don't make it. Well, on that day, you write the date on that one sheet of paper, and you mark it as a zero. And then tomorrow you come up, you get another sheet of paper, and let's say you don't put anything in again, and you mark that with a zero. Well, already you have 2 days down. So now what you need to do is at the end of the week, on the seventh day, you measure out seven pieces of paper, and you say, okay, is there any action going on with this? If you do this either in the morning, that's going to be part of your discipline plan. If you do it in the evening before you go to bed or after you get home from work and you're really kind of tired, but you get that discipline and you say, okay, I'm going to check these pieces of paper. So at the end of the week, if all you've got is zeros, you'll know that you're not working towards your discipline plan. Now, why do I say that? Because if you take that 365, and you can get a calculator and do it, or notepad, however you're good. If you're good in math, I guess you could do that too. But you take that 365 times, let's just say 5 years. That's going to be 1,825. Now, days, and you say, if I could save a dollar a day, then automatically you're going to have 1,800. So at the end of the year, starting December 1st, if you put that $1 piece of paper in there or mark it zero at the end on December 30th, you will either have $30, which will prove your point to you, or you will have zero or a portion of it. And whatever you have, that's going to show you where your level of discipline is. And it's a simple trick that I teach to young people. But I had a friend of mine in Indianapolis tell me, he said, man, I started using your principle, and as silly as it sounded or immature, or however you wanted to put it, he said, it actually worked. It kept me from being $10 broke. So on December 1st, all of my fans and listeners who are listening to my show, if you can, you don't have to do it, but if you take that jar and just see for the experiment purpose of it how strong your discipline is, because your willpower is going to kick in when your discipline is great. You can't have strong willpower, because the willpower is only going to bend if you don't have the discipline. The willpower is going to be shaky if you don't develop the discipline. And all these things are inside of you. So you got to think about that and say to yourself, I'm going to try what Don S. McClure said. Now, some of you probably don't even need $365 in the bank because you already got thousands or millions or whatever it is. And some of you might have a nest egg. But I'm telling you, you'll be able to see where your strengths and how you can develop your good discipline. And that way you could write me and say, hey, as of December 30th, I now have $30 somewhere, cash, change, whatever it is. And I'm telling you, when you start that and you want to get real discipline after you reach the 30 days, then you start saying, well, maybe I could add 50 cents to that, or a quarter, or another dollar. But I'm telling you, the world is so misunderstanding on how powerful that $1 is. The next time you see a Wendy's sign that says we served 80 billion people, think about if all 80 billion only spent a dollar. Well, that's $80 billion. So a lot of times we're saying, I don't have it. How can I do it? But we're saying that discipline has to be into that when you get paid. Take that $1. If it's 2 weeks, take $14. Put it somewhere. If it's a whole month, take $30 of it. You can even have it transferred from your savings account or from your checking account to something else. You can either take it out. You can have it transferred from checking to savings. But somehow or another, you've got to reach this 30-day dilemma, and I challenge a lot of you on that. The ones who are out there saying, I'm not going to worry about that, but think about it. I don't want you to go into 2014 and your bank account is still on zero, gone to the New Year's Eve party, you've gone out and done some other things, you bought your favorite beverages, and even if you only spent 60 cents for a cup of coffee, which we know Starbucks charges more than that, let's just say you take your Starbucks money and you match it. Let's say it's $3 a cup of coffee. Well, take you $3 every day and put it away. So you're telling me if you do $3, then you're up to $90. So, again, you're going to develop that sense of discipline. And even, like I said, if you take help and you say, okay, I'm going to start with walking today. Let's say you're in a warm climate or you're able to do the walking, even on your treadmill. If you say, I'm going to do 5 minutes of walking every day, and you start to turn that 5 minutes. So already in 1 week, you've gotten to the number 30. And that's a key number. That's something that I really want you to focus in on. And if you got any questions, you could call 347-633-9376. Hope you got your chain jars ready and your coffee cans or whatever it is you want to put it in, even a box. But I'm telling you, I'd like to see all of us get to the state, and we can do this, that at the end of each year, we've got $365. And what I want you to do is get a pen and write down, if you do that for the next 10 years, just see what you'll come up with and see how you'll balance it. But again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we are talking about discipline. And how hard is it to accept that you don't have discipline is going to be in our next little segment after I come right back after this quick PSA. But we're going to keep talking about discipline till all of us realize that it makes no sense to be working or hustling or doing whatever we're doing. And we can't keep using that excuse of, oh, I got so many bills. We're only asking for, and when you do that, you're going to find yourself saying, you know what, if I can do 365, I might be able to do 3,000. I may be able to do 1,500. I may be able to turn my whole life around and look at where I am. But we'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're talking about discipline, and I shall be right back after I play this PSA on Chicago. Hot dogs talking about strokes.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
And we're back. And, of course, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. I really like that little hot dog thing about strokes, because I think about that all the time. I talk to friends of mine who say their associates had a stroke or somebody they know had a stroke. And now you see a lot of TV commercials, and they're all addressing this issue about better health. A lot of them are saying you could eat your way to a better health. You could do the fruits, the vegetables. They're going to make a lot more sense. Cut out the drinks. Cut them down at least. Watch your smoking habits. Get rid of that. And you'll probably live longer because now they're determined and they're aware that people are living longer because they're adjusting and getting the discipline to change their lifestyle. Now, when you take discipline into your friendships, let's just say, for good or bad, you've got this person in your life, friendship, lover, family, whatever it is. And again, they only call you when it's time to get something or time to do something for them, or they want to present you with this constantly. Oh, just wait. God's going to bless you. Just keep waiting, waiting, or God's working on it for you. They're bringing you all this stuff, and you're steady taking it in. So then pretty soon you start talking for an hour on the phone a day, 15 minutes a day. Well, add that up. That's your time that you could have been doing something about your positive discipline. And if they're constantly bringing that to you, then you need to say, listen, hold up. You can't make me believe that every day is a bad day. I had an aunt that I loved. Great woman. But every time I saw her and you asked her how she was doing, she'd go into her aches and pains. So pretty soon you'd say, okay, when she comes, she's going to talk about her aches and pains. Well, people do need to do that. But pretty soon, if I had to draw an image, I would draw an image of a person breaking down, being my aunt, and I would see all these discrepancies in her body for what I drew. Well, that's because that's the picture she gave me. So pretty soon I saw her as a person that was very ill and sick. Now, chance to meet a young lady in Indianapolis that was blind. And her discipline was so strong because she had to find a way to get around her really nice apartment and not bump into anything, dress herself in the morning, go out, or go down the elevator, and make sure that she was safe. And when she crossed the street, she could hear the street signal signs. Now, I was amazed at that because when I first met her, I was trying to help her. I was like, hey, can I help you? And she's like, no, I got this. And she could determine whether the cars were coming across, whether they were sitting still, obeying the traffic light. Now, you talk about determination. We talk about discipline to realize that you can't see, so you got to figure out where your refrigerator is. You got to have your things set up so that you could get in, get your milk, get everything, because you can't see. But her sense picked up. It became stronger because she started developing that discipline, the discipline to understand that she was in a dark world as far as we could see. But actually, she was, most of the time I saw her, 96% of the time she was happy. So maybe sometimes if you start to close your eyes and maybe walk around your room for a minute. Now, I hope you move everything out of the way so you don't stub your toe or something. But just take these little short tests and see if you can remember where things are. One, what that's going to do is build your mental ability because now you've got to rely on your memory, how many steps you walked down, what things did you remember to pick up, even how to cut your stove on. So I'm not telling you to burn yourself up, but what I'm telling you is when you develop that strong sense of discipline, you'll be able to start to see a whole new thing in your life, and I think that's so important. We are 29 minutes into the show. You're listening to Donis McClure, and I am the one and only. And again, we're talking about the subject matter of discipline. And believe you me, it takes a lot of discipline to be able to get up every day and decide that you want a better life. And if you take those tests that I talked about, you'd be surprised you'll challenge yourself, because it won't be me that you're challenging, and it won't be what I'm saying. It will help you prove a point if you can develop a stronger sense. Now, we're going to jump real quick for a minute. There's an artist that I really like. I enjoy his music. I'm getting to learn more about him. And he's going to be one of our featured artists as I go along down the road talking about relationships between the black culture and the world. And, of course, we're going to be talking about the island of Louisa that was actually colonized by some Africans from Nigeria, and they became a part of the Puerto Rican diaspora, the thing, the relationship between Spanish people and black people and how it infused itself. And then we're also going to be talking about my main guy, Arthur Schomburg, who was a black Puerto Rican, who challenged his teacher and said, hey, black people have done some things. And he started buying books and getting involved and doing some great things. Find out. I mean, listen to the last name of Schomburg. It's connected to the public library in New York. It's called the Schomburg Institute. So everybody thought Arthur Schomburg was Jewish. But he wasn't. But he was determined. And he had that discipline to find the things that he wanted to find in life so that he could turn things around for people of color and make people see that, hey, maybe you've got this thing all wrong. Maybe you're not looking at this thing right. Maybe you're just thinking like one way, but you need to be thinking another. But I want you to sit back and relax and think about what I'm saying to you as you listen to Eric Darius, Feeling the Rhythm. And you're going to hear that Latin sound in what he plays. And then in a couple of weeks, you're going to hear a lot more music by Gary Bravato, just some people that have actually picked up on that Latin rhythm from their own inside of where their body is and what they feel. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. So let's take a listen to Eric Darius, and we'll be back to talk more about the word discipline. dancing in the studio with that game on. And my engineer said, you better get back to the recording board. I said, okay. Plus, I got a little cold, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm drinking a second cup of coffee. So I guess my discipline didn't kick in right then, but I am back. Now, you know, I like to have a lot of jokes and fun, and I know it's a way to bridge the gap between misery, because people say misery loves company, and the positive thoughts. But the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, you know what? I got a chance to turn it around. The thing I want you to write down is, in your life, it's really not about what you did do, because your past is your past. You can use bits and pieces of it for information, but don't let it dominate you. So what I want everybody to do is start saying to themselves, I'm going to start with today. Doesn't matter if I didn't save any money last year. Doesn't matter wherever I am, but today is going to be my new day where you plant the seeds of positivity. And when you do that, when you start with today, you won't have conversations like with people saying, well, you know you didn't. Yes, I understand that, but I'm dealing with now. Now, we're talking about my writing. So as I get better and continue to develop more and more books, the discipline kicks in when I say to myself, where are the positive images of the African-American and the African people? Now, that's not to say that there's nobody out there writing anything positive. That's not to say that everybody doesn't know somebody that's positive that's black. What it is getting my discipline together to look for the stories that I call unsung heroes. Now, when I'm working on my books, I try to write 10 pages a day. And so when I'm doing these 10 pages a day, that's my goal, which, of course, if you do 10 pages a day within a week, got 70 pages. Now, most books shouldn't be any more than 250 pages, 400 just for a regular book. Anything past 400, you're going into something like Gone with the Wind. So just imagine when I tell people that I'm able to write a book every 2 months, the first reaction for them is, wow, how do you do that? But I'm telling you, if you designate 10 pages, not even 10, just do 5 pages a day to what you want to write about, whether it's in the diary, whether it's in your notebook, whether it's just on your computer. But if you get into the habit of saying, I'm going to do X amount of pages per day. Add that thought to it. You'll get up in the morning or you'll get up in the evening or you'll really come home and say, you know what, this is my time to spend my hour, 1 hour, and I'm going to write 5 pages within that hour. Well, if you do that every day or the 10 pages that I'd like for you to get to, in 1 week you have 70 pages. The second week, what if you got 140? You almost got half of your book. So that means you could realistically write a book every 2 months. And because I pick subject matter that I'm really excited about, I get that discipline for looking for the stories that I know are out there, like when I'm going to work on the Maggie Walker story. I've been talking about her for years, how she started the first bank for African Americans when she was the first bank president in the United States. But there's other stories. And when I'm having conversations with people, I talk about discipline because I keep hearing the same questions. Why are young people not doing this? And why this doesn't happen? And how come nobody ever sees us positive? Well, that nobody doesn't see us positive. And people do respect us and we do matter. The problem is we don't understand that we have to put the discipline in ourselves to figure out how great we are. That discipline comes when you decide to dig up your own family archives. The discipline comes in when you decide that you're going to turn your family life around, your friends, your finances, and your health. When you do that and you apply that discipline, you have a much better life. It's longer. It's more fruitful. And you're happier. But that's why I go into the part of discipline knowing that I have to be disciplined enough to do the research to find these people. I've already planned for next year to work on a book about the first black deputy U.S. Marshal in 1875 after the Civil War. Then I want to do The Blue Rose, which is a story about a black young woman helping Antonio Vivaldi. That's her whole goal, is to make sure he doesn't die broke. Now, the realistic part about the story is he is buried in a potter's grave, which is where we're going to start the story. But at one time, he was making what we call serious money. Well, now, every time I turn around, I hear something by Vivaldi, something being played. And so it dawned on me to say, you know what? I'm going to write my version of his life story, just like they did with Rosewood. And they included Mr. Man, who did not exist. But they wrote the story about a town called Rosewood. There is so much out there you can do. And writers keep calling me and asking me and sending me notes saying, I want to do a book. But how do you get to that? Well, today is the day that they pick up the word and write it in large letters, discipline. And when they do that and they decide on how many pages they want to write to their life story or their book or their children's articles, whatever it is they want to do, when they get that discipline, they will start to turn the corner. And we talked about that. My book sells for $29.95, and my new book, Dark Side of the Angels, is being repriced. It's going to start costing $35 because I've set a goal that I need to be more disciplined with the rate structure so that I could end up at the income I want to be at. And it's nice to know when you're looking at something, you've got a goal in front of you. If you sell $1,000 a day for 365 days out of the year, you have $365,000. So it's not rocket science. But the key to it is, okay, well, how many books do you need for the $1,000? Well, now you go into the discipline, figuring out the numbers. How much do you need to sell per day? And when you miss some of those days, then you start to say, well, how do I do it? So on my board is the same charts that I asked you to get, the white pieces of paper, did I sell today? And even if you don't make the mark, I write the number realistically down there. I might do 10 one day, 3 one day, 14, then sometimes just 0. But if you start writing that down, because that's what corporations do, their accounting department has the discipline to tell you to turn in those accounting reports by Friday so that they can manage where they're going. You see, life is not this blank stare, this blank wall, this blank path that we've allowed others to tell us that that's what it is. It's preparation when you wake up in the morning, that discipline to say, okay, what do I need to be doing? So when people say, man, you must have some discipline to be at home working or to be out on the road riding, I said, well, you have the same discipline. What you have to do is find that word and then turn it on. Make sure that that word is what you believe in. And once you start looking at that, you become more disciplined about a lot of things because you start adding it up saying, how much discipline do I have? And I'm telling you, it's like a seed. Everything starts like a seed. It's small. But if you keep nurturing that plant, if you get the discipline to say, I have to take care of this plant. I need to make sure it's healthy. Before you know it, you'll be looking at some great things in this. How do you actually develop the discipline? Well, first of all, learn what the marketing experts talk about. They don't talk about it like we talk about it. For instance, the prime example is the month issue. That's why they'll give you a car note at 60 months, 50 months, because the brain, when it hears the word year, it addresses that as long-term. So remove that word when you want to work on something. Like I want to do a musical in 2 years. Well, I don't say 2 years. I start to talking about the months. Well, if you break it down, if you say that's 24 months. So you know if you want to do 3 years, 12, and you do it by three. But stop talking about the year because the year makes your mind think it's a long time. It's like distance. If you say I'm going to walk 5 miles, your mind says, that's long. if you just get out and say, well, I'm going to walk so many blocks, then you say, oh, okay, that's nothing. So take what you've learned and change your wording, because the wording is what impacts your brain. So if you know you want to do something, if you want to save up for something, say, I'm going to take 24 months to do it, 90 days to do it, 60 days, all of a sudden you're past what you were doing, and you don't realize that 90 days is still 3 months. 365 days that you're working on your goal now becomes 1 year. It's just like the principle of 99 cents. Why do most companies say the product is $9.99? Because if I say $10 to you, you're going to say that's a lot of money. If I say $9.99, you're going to say, well, I got that. That's how they're able to get their discipline inside of you, and you become disciplined enough to look for the $9.99. We got 11 more minutes into the show, and again, it is something that I'm just amazed at. When I looked up the word discipline, I started working on a new, I said, I need to raise $10,000 as a support part of the project that I'm working on. So if you want to raise $10,000, I said, well, I need to get 10 people to give me $1,000. And so I started with the list of people that I knew. Talked to an associate of mine who wants to remain anonymous. She said, sure, count me in. After a five-minute conversation, she was like, hey, yeah, I want to be a part of that. And I said, fine. Then I talked to another associate last night, was telling him about it. He said, well, sign me up. So now instead of the $10,000, I need $8,000. And I've already got a call back from another friend saying, well, yeah, I could do $1,000. And they don't have to pay the whole $1,000 at one time. But the point is that discipline kicked in enough to say, well, let me ask the people that's already in my database if they'd like to be a part of this project. And so you get together with them, you talk to them, and then one of them told me, well, I got a friend that wants to put in $1,000. So now that means you're down to seven more people. So the discipline comes into looking at your project, deciding on what you want to do, how you want to do it, and then mapping out a strategy plan, that discipline. We got a call getting ready to come in, but again, people are just excited, and we're talking about discipline. We got nine more minutes to go. Let me take this call from the 515 area, see who's on my line. Good afternoon, caller. This is Don S. McClure.
Good afternoon. Just calling to let you know I'm listening to your show and enjoying it. It's informative. And just wish you much more success on your broadcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And this sounds like Miss Black calling from Iowa, which is a good thing. And I'm telling everybody to listen to your show as well. But thank you for that call. And I hope you get your pieces of paper in that jar and get that discipline going.
Yes, I think that's informative. Yeah, because everybody does things sometimes haphazard. But I'll even take that to heart and have a good show. Continue on.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And enjoy the weather in Iowa.
I will still not.
And, you know, what I'm talking about is if you'd like to be involved in that program that I'm talking about, you can reach me on my private line of 312-459-0770. And a lot of times I'll put things out there. And people say, well, Don, I mean, it's easy for you. But it's not easy. It's just the positive development of discipline. I get with people who have, like, desires to be something or want to do something. And so when you ask them and the light bulb goes out, like we were talking about the children's game, people say, yeah, well, I like to be involved in that because eventually I want that product to be able to hire people to come in to be able to work on the pieces for the game. Well, then I decided, okay, what do I need to start that with? Well, the idea came up, and I said, okay, well, $10,000. And see, I'm not afraid of the numbers because I know that that can realistically be reached by getting 10 people. And let's just say they don't all have $1,000. Well, then that means you get 20 people for $500. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we're making this stuff harder than what it has to be. And when you live a positive life, when you're putting positive things out there, positive people come back to you. And it's not that hard to say, I'm working on something. Hey, I want to be involved in that. Think about what you wanted to do. So in your presentation, it wasn't, I think I'm going to do it. It wasn't, I'm hoping I can do it. It wasn't that I'm waiting on a sign for a bush to burn. it was like, you know what, this is what I need. And then I set a realistic time frame to when I could work on getting that. So that's what the word discipline becomes into play. And I'm telling you, I want a lot of you to think about getting that jar. It may sound crazy to you, but just try it. Challenge me and see if you can really take those 30 sheets of paper and turn it into $30. And if you can do that, then you know you're on your way to a much richer life. And you'll probably later on be making the $365,000 that you want, because it won't be a dollar. We got six more minutes into the show. This is Don S. McClure. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We're talking about discipline. And I'll be right back after this quick PSA.
Overactive bladder affects approximately 1 in 6 Americans, yet only 40% seek treatment. The condition causes a sudden urge to urinate. As you get older, the chances of experiencing overactive bladder increase. OAB can affect your daily lifestyle, causing depression, emotional distress, and sleep disturbance. I'm Representative Patty Ballock from Illinois. Women in Government, an organization of women state legislators, encourages you to learn the symptoms of OAB. They include feeling a strong urge to urinate, involuntary loss of urine, urinating 8 or more times in a day, and awakening 2 or more times to urinate. Treatment options are available. Don't be afraid to seek medical help. The condition is more common than you think. Talk with your healthcare provider if you experience any of these symptoms. To learn more about overactive bladder, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and my call-in numbers are 347-633-9376. And we're talking about the word discipline, and we want you to go into 2014 using that word so strongly that you call me up and say, you know what, whether it's $365 or $3,065, I've done it. I've met that goal. And I want a lot of you to take that challenge. Like I say, for the ones of you that's got millions and millions of dollars in the bank, you don't have to do it. I just hope you don't waste it in a year or so. But I'm telling you, prove to me that you can do it, and then prove it to yourself. Let's take that challenge and see what happens at the end of December, because, of course, I'm going to have a show. And then call me up, and I want to read the people that actually did it. I think there are over 100 people out there who will end up the end of December saying, I've got a little more, and definitely the end of January. Let's just give them January 1 through the 30th. But January 30th, they'll have that $30. And I'm telling you, if they do that, they'll start seeing themselves in a whole together different life, because even a lot of times when you're working on a diet that is so important to your life, you could turn your life around in 30 days. Now, it may not be a large jump in your life, but I'm telling you, when you look at that change jar or you get your bank statement and you start looking at how that dollar accumulated, and think about the next time you see a Wendy's hamburger that says you could get it for $1, and they're selling millions and millions, then you start saying, well, what plans can I develop and what can I invest into? That's going to be our next show. We're going to talk about investments, how you take that mere amount and start turning it into a financial empire. And you don't have to wait till you have thousands and thousands and thousands, but I want you to get started early. We got 3 more minutes into the show. This show has flown by. And again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I guess you know, I am the one and only. Man, I think I was vain when I was growing up. I kept looking in the mirror and saying, that is Don S. McClure. But no, I'm really not. But I'm telling you, if you'd like to get involved in this project that I have, $4,000, then you could reach me at 312-459-0770, or you could email me and say you'd like to be a part of it. That email is McClureDonS@gmail.com or McClureDonS@yahoo.com. And we're going to take your $1,000 and invest it into something that in years to come you're going to be like, you've got to be kidding. This is so powerful. And we're not talking about 5, 6, 10, 20 years. We're talking about the matter of a year. So if you'd like to be involved in that, you can reach me at the information I gave you or go to my website at www.dsmpublications.net. There is a message board on there in the contact section. And write me and say, I'd like to be involved in that program. And again, I think that when we do these positive things and we show that to our young people, within a year, they will stop calling you up to borrow $50 because they'll have $50 in their bank account. They'll have $100 in their bank account. So it won't be to borrow that. Now, they may call you and say, I need $10,000 like I did some friends of mine. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm enjoying the show. I've got to get ready to wrap it up and get out of here. I've got one more minute theme song. They're going to take it out for me. And believe me, I've enjoyed it. I hope a lot of you work on the word discipline. And I will see you next Friday at 7 Central, 8 Eastern. So I'm going to say goodbye before she sneaks in my ear and say 90 seconds. Here she comes again. Okay, engineer, I got you. And it was a great show, and it went by fast. Have a good weekend. I enjoyed Thanksgiving. Love all of you guys. And have a great weekend for me.